USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is giving the Trump administration a victory in the fight over sanctuary city policies. The New York-based court says the Justice Department can withhold federal law enforcement grants from cities and states that don't cooperate with government efforts to curb illegal immigration. President Trump set to hold a news conference regarding the coronavirus outbreak at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. There is talk that the president could appoint a coronavirus czar to coordinate the response to the spreading epidemic. As far as how this will affect your daily life, Dr. Nancy Messinger is a director for the National Center for Immunization. She warns,
on a larger scale, communities and cities may need to modify, postpone, or cancel mass gatherings. Disruption to everyday life may be severe. But these are things that people need to start thinking about now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Secretary of Defense testified at a Wednesday hearing on the Pentagon budget proposal, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
At the hearing, Democratic chairman of the panel, Adam Smith, was criticizing the fact that money's been diverted for President Trump's border wall. He claims it's damaging to the Pentagon and its readiness.
I think that is very, very damaging to the Pentagon. Obviously, it creates, in this case, a $3.8 billion hole. But also, the message it sends is that the Pentagon's got plenty of money.
The defense chief Esper saying that the budget submitted by President Trump is necessary for the U.S. military to maintain its competitive edge, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley said U.S. forces, quote, do still stand ready and capable to fight and win wars against any adversary they face.
A winter snowstorm could disrupt travel from Illinois all the way to Massachusetts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The next Democratic presidential primary is set to be held in South Carolina coming up on Saturday. Now, as Democrats continue to hit the campaign trail, they're being pressed by voters regarding issues. And according to Katie Walsh, senior advisor for the Republican Party, she says the Democrats do not have any issues they can run on and win this year.
They can't talk about Medicare for all. They can't talk about open borders. They can't find an issue that they win on with this president. We have 6 in 10 Americans saying they're better off than they were 3 years ago. The Democrats are sitting in their campaign offices saying, what are we going to do? We don't have anything to talk about to the American public. We have to just start causing chaos.
There's another group of state lawsuits on the way against the vape maker Juul. Here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A coalition of 39 states will look into the marketing and sales of vaping products by Juul Labs, including whether the company targeted youth and made misleading claims about nicotine content in its devices. Attorney generals from Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, and others say they will lead the multi-state investigation into the San Francisco-based Juul, which is also facing lawsuits by teenagers and others who say they became addicted. The state officials say they'll also investigate the company's claims about the risk, safety, and effectiveness of its vaping products as smoking cessation devices. Juul released a statement saying it's halted all television, print, and digital advertising and eliminated most flavors in response to concerns by government officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.